Wichita State and Memphis tonight to open American play. Shockers come in at 7-5. Memphis is 8-5. And Wichita State will be a 6.5-point underdog tonight. Game is at 8:30. You can hear it on KEYN, Classic Hits 103.7, with Mike Kennedy and Bob Hall. Memphis is a team that over the last, 6 games been on a scoring tear. 88 against South Dakota State, 94 against UAB, 92 in a loss against Tennessee, 99, 99, and 96 in back-to-back-to-back wins against Arkansas, Little Rock, Tennessee State, Florida A&M. Not exactly top-flight competition, but they did put 92 up on Tennessee. That's the only loss in their last 6 games. So Wichita State, you would figure, Bruce, will maybe have to outscore somebody. And that was a strength of the team last year, but, of course, only about 11% of the output is coming back from last year. So does Wichita State have enough firepower to hang with Memphis tonight? That's the question. Greg Marshall had his weekly press conference yesterday, and he was asked what did Wichita State do over the break, and here's what he had to say. They had 5 practices, it sounds like. Here's Greg on what the Shockers did over the break.
It wasn't really that long because they were home for 4 or 5 days at Christmas, so we got done with VCU. They departed. Many of them got home on the 23rd and then came back here on the 27th, but a lot of them had travel issues. That was a bad travel day, so we really didn't get anything started until the 28th, so 28th, 29th, 30th. We gave them off the 31st, 1st and 2nd. So we've had 5 practice days.
And he was then asked how they've been, and that bled into the health of Jaime Echenique, and that's really the question tonight. Here's what he had to say.
Good. I mean, we had some longer practices right when they got back just to try to get them in shape, and then yesterday's practice was pretty good.
Do you have an update on Jaime and if he will be ready?
He's working hard with the trainers, Todd, and it'll be a game-time decision. You know, he has not practiced full yet, so we will. He's over on the side shooting and trying to move and do all the rehab stuff that you're supposed to do with that type of injury.
And in the meantime, it was revealed that Morris Udeze missed a practice within the last week with an injured shoulder. He tweaked it from a previous injury, but he practiced yesterday. So Udeze figures to be the next man up, as it were. If Echenique can't go, he's got that foot issue he's dealing with. Jaime leading the Shockers and rebounding at just over 6 per game. And if he's unable to go, even if he is able, it doesn't sound like Greg expects him to be very close to 100%. So, you know, it's plantar fasciitis or whatever it's called is a pain tolerance deal. And it all depends on how well I think. I don't know. I've never had the issue before.
Me neither, right?
Yeah, so I don't know if it's a lateral movement issue or an explosion issue or maybe all the above. But when it's a big guy's foot, it ain't good. So we'll see how Wichita State does without him if, in fact, he can't go. Memphis style of play. What was Greg's reaction to seeing them on film and how they play and what's he expect?
I know that they're playing really hard and fast. I like the way they're getting up and down the court, and they're really getting after it defensively and doing some run and jump and pressure. He's got, it looks like, a good group of athletes, and they're playing really hard for him.
Like I said, they're 8-5 and scoring a bunch of points. Memphis is averaging 85.1 and closer to 100 in their last 4 or 5 games per game. Again, the level of competition could be questioned if you're into that kind of stuff, but it also probably plays a little bit into confidence and momentum and all that good stuff. A guy that was going to be a Shocker that is now at Memphis, Alex Lomax, was the topic of the next question.
The film I saw, you know, he starts some games and now he's coming off the bench. just, you know, making winning plays. He's a winner. He gets on the floor for loose balls. He plays really hard. Not shooting it great, but we've got a couple of guards that aren't shooting it great either. But he's just a floor general. He's a guy that's going to help your team win.
And finally, Greg addressed the grind that is AAC play. 18 games over the next 10 weeks, starting tonight.
We just talked about the second season, you know, 7-5 in the pre-conference, and now we've got an 18-game grind coming up in the next 10 weeks. So, you know, they'll have to be ready for it. Everybody's going to know their weaknesses and their strengths, and they'll have to play through that.
Again, that'll be on air tonight at 7:30 over on KUIN, tip-off at 8:30 with Mike Kennedy and Bob Hull. Those quotes that didn't make the cut, do you have expectations for the team? What is our identity? What are the team's strengths as you see them? Pretty much one- and two-word answers from Greg Marshall to those questions. And frankly, he was at a loss. I don't know what our identity is. I don't think we have one besides being young and inconsistent. Do I have expectations?
Totally.
No, I don't have any. It's one day at a time. You know, he's not much for cliches or canned answers, but he was either
he's pretty honest dude.
Yeah, he was either unimpressed with the questions or unimpressed.
Which is distinctly possible.
Very possible. Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't possible.
It was not a long press conference yesterday, I can assure you. I was sitting in the front row. But, like I said, he was either unimpressed with the questions or there are still more questions than answers with this team 12 games in, and I think it's probably the latter.
Well, look, they played two true road games because Oklahoma does count as a road game, even though it was played in an NBA arena. They've lost those games by an average of 29 points. They're going into Memphis, which will be a very difficult atmosphere to play in. At the very least, Penny Hardaway has that part of the equation back and rolling again. Is it fair to compare Memphis and VCU in a similar light as far as level of opponent that they're playing?
I don't know. Who I would
put. Is VCU
put.
Better than Memphis?
I don't know who I would put at the top of that two-team heap right there. Memphis shoots and scores it way better than VCU does.
Mm-hmm.
But VCU guards, at least statistically,
right.
A lot better than...
And Memphis has found a way to lose more games than VCU, I guess, probably. But I don't think there's much difference. I just think it's a very tall task. And there's really nothing unless... things have happened in the interim from VCU to Memphis that would indicate that Wichita State's ready to make a step forward. In fact, there are indicators with the injury to Echenique that it might be even harder to do. I mean, I'm just trying to be honest about things.
Sure.
So
getting Dexter Dennis back would help, of course.
We
kind of forget about
him.
He's lost
a
couple of games to that concussion, but... I don't know.
And Wichita State's not a great shooting team.
No, they're not.
I mean, they're not. They're shooting 40%, just over 40% as a team. That's not good. Not shooting the ball well from three-point range, from three-point line. They're not a good free-throw shooting team. They do rebound with energy and focus, and they get that. And they'll defend. But, you know... shots got to fall for this team to be in the realm.
Memphis,
they're not good enough in other areas to have that one flagging.
Yeah, and what figures to be a shootout? Can Wichita State find enough firepower to come out on top? If it does, Memphis is first in the league in scoring, but last in scoring defense. They give up 77 a game.
Yeah. I mean, they scored 90 against Rice. Would they score against 84, 85, something like that against Oral
ORU.
Roberts?
Yeah.
So they've had a couple of games like that. Both of those games were at home. I don't know, Shane. It doesn't set up well. And we talked about K-State's early start to the Big 12. Look at Wichita State's schedule for their start in the American. It's... pretty daunting.
Yep.
Pretty daunting. So you hope that you can see something tonight to kind of build on. That, you know, maybe they find a way to get this done, but then they come home against Temple, go to Houston, then play Central Florida, who was the preseason favorite,
yep.
Cincinnati, although both of those games are at home, before two more road games. So they've got Memphis on the road, Temple at home, Houston on the road, then Central Florida and Cincinnati in their first five games of the season. Tonight's big.
When
you stop and look at it in those terms,
yep,
it's pretty big. Now, three of those five are going to be at home, but I don't know. Even at home, aren't they an underdog against Cincinnati?
That's what you and I got to figure out between now and tomorrow. If we're going to pick that game, is that a pick'em type game? Is Wichita State favored? I'm gonna have to dive a little deeper into Temple.
Yeah.
And Wichita State, like you said, it's certainly a different team this year at home versus on the road. Very little experience coming back, and it showed up on the two Shocker road games, where normally they're a very old team. And there's not as big a turnover as there was with graduation and people leaving and all that good stuff. So this is a really unfamiliar territory for Wichita State on the road against a team that they beat by 20 in the same building last year, 85-65. Yeah, it'll be big. So we'll keep our eye on whether Jaime Echenique is going to play, whether Dexter Dennis will be back. If Eric Stevenson can score the ball away from home, which he blisters the nets at Charles Koch Arena, but seemingly nowhere else, pace of play will be big. Memphis ranks ninth nationally in tempo. Can the Shockers run with them, or can they dictate their own tempo and hold on to the ball in the meantime? Memphis forces 18 turnovers a game. That's ninth best in the country.
Shane, pull up their schedule and put it in front of you. They are 7-5 through the non-conference. I'm asking you to do this on the fly.
Wichita State's schedule. Yeah,
Wichita State's schedule.
Mm-hmm.
So 7-5 in the non-conference. Give you a minute to get it.
Yeah, I'm there.
7-5 in the non-conference. Okay. Would you take 7-5, go down through the first 12 games, which takes you down, by the way, to Cincinnati on the road? Would you take 7-5 with that schedule right now if I offered it to you? Guaranteed you can be 7-5
to start
the American
season. I don't even have to look at
it.
I'd take 7-5.
Yeah. You're damn right you would.
I don't care who they're playing. I'd take 7-5.
Absolutely you would.
Uh-huh.
No question. No question. I just think that this is and you've touched upon it, their road issues are real until they prove otherwise. And that sounds like a stupid thing to say, but they just don't have that kind of maturity, chip on the shoulder. They're uncertain when they go on the road. And you can have all the Marcus McDuffie and Samaje Haynes-Jones that you want. There's uncertainty when this team goes on the road.
Yep, they just
don't have it yet.
And
that comes with time and energy and all of the experience.
If, let's say, 7-5 comes to pass, and you said that takes us through the at Cincinnati game, right?
Mm-hmm. To the Cincinnati game.
To the Cincinnati game. Yep. Okay. Mm-hmm. So then remaining would be at Cincinnati, at Tulsa, Memphis at home, UConn at home, at SMU, ECU at home, at Tulane.
You can do damage on the back end of
the
schedule.
Exactly right.
You can really do some damage in the back end. If you can get to 7-5, you might be able to win 12 games in conference and go 12. It's not out of the realm at the back end of this schedule. But those first 12, man, are front loaded. They really are. I mean, it's tough.
And I suppose if you're going to play that gauntlet, you want them when you're as fresh as you possibly could be, right? I mean, I know Echenique is iffy and Dexter Dennis has been out, but I suppose I'd rather play him now than like the last 12 when you're a little bit more beat up, a little bit more run down. But Dexter Dennis coming back would help.
As long as you maintain confidence, as long as you are not losing all of your – you lose your confidence, and then you're playing scared. That can't happen. But no, it all boils down to what we talked about. It was 3 months ago, before the season even started. When will it click? Will it click anytime this year?
Yeah.
When will there be a realization of, hey, we can do this? Will it happen at all? Don't know.
We don't know.
Don't know. And I don't think Greg knows either.
No, he clearly doesn't. You should have been there yesterday. He was like, I don't know what our identity is. He's one good practice, one bad practice.
He's still searching for it, man. He's still searching for it. What you can depend on. That's the elusive thing with a group that is this young. It's a tough. I think the fact that they're 7-5 at this point is actually probably not a bad place to be really honest with you. All right, let's get to OTD as we get to it here in just a moment. On this day in history, brought to you by Superior Rents, Shane and Bruce, right here on your sports station, KFH, right here on the family of stations at Intercom. Back in a moment.